It's time for Inside Sports Medicine on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Get your sports medicine questions ready and call 888-787-1310.
Good Saturday morning, everyone. Good Saturday morning, and welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. T.O. Soriao, live in the studio. Late July in North Texas. We're about ready to hit 100 degrees, if not today, perhaps tomorrow. This is your Sports Medicine Current Events Show, where the topics are ripped right off of the sports desk. Over the next 2 hours, you're going to be informed, entertained, and hopefully learn something new. You'll have the opportunity to call in or comment throughout the next 2 hours. Things you want to talk about or things you didn't like that we talked about. Joining me this morning, as usual, Brad Ballard. Good morning, Brad.
What's going on, Doc?
Jacob and Jay on the other side of the glass. Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Docs.
Good morning.
How come your lights work and mine don't?
What?
I couldn't figure that out. I was working Thursday morning for the Musers, and none of the lights were on.
Yeah, all the mic lights in there for some reason aren't working.
Well, that happened last week, and it kind of threw me off. But, you know, the little red light on the table comes on, so that's kind of how I know that we're live. We have a lot to get to today. You know, in the beginning, this was a 30-minute show, and of the 30 minutes, by the time you took out sports centers, commercials, whatever, whatever, it ended up being somewhere between 18 and 22 minutes. And I never really thought that I had enough information to fill it up, and I was really nervous about that. But fast forward 806 episodes later, it's 2 hours, and I'm going to tell you, it's never enough. We could probably do a three-hour show easily.
Easy.
There's just enough sports medicine content that that can fill up 3 hours on a Saturday. It is exciting for me that the Olympics are on. This time of year, there's usually not much to watch on television.
Yeah.
You know, NBA season's over, hockey's over, football hasn't started.
And baseball is way too early.
I can't do baseball, man.
I'm sorry.
I can do baseball in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Barely.
Yeah. I can do baseball in the playoffs between the innings 7 and 9.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm glad that the Olympics are on. You know, there are, and this is not controversial to me, but there are controversies all over social media. They shouldn't do this. They're risking the athletes, blah, blah, blah. It's all about money. All of those statements that I made are absolutely correct. But this is about the athletes that are competing, at least in my opinion. The Olympics is a much bigger deal than any other tournament we have. They're more important than the world championships. It's just to have an Olympic medal, I would never know, but to have an Olympic medal, that's a big deal. And I do take care of a lot of Olympians, and so does Brad. It's a special event.
Oh, yeah.
And if nothing else, they deserve the opportunity every 4 years to compete.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear any of the controversy, certainly not on this show, that it shouldn't be on. You know, I wonder when they're going to stop it and turn it off. No, it's going to continue. It's already started. It's too far gone. It's going to continue. Yeah. Now, I will tell you, it's challenging.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, it's certainly weird. I didn't get a chance to watch opening ceremony, but I think you told me, I mean, it was just nobody in the...
It was nobody in the stadium.
There was a limited amount of people who could represent each country, right?
Exactly. I watched bits and pieces. And look, they did the best they could.
Yeah.
They did the best they could.
Yeah.
Even in the good times, host countries lose billions.
I was about to say, yeah. They take a hit. I feel bad for Japan.
I do too. They lose billions. Host countries lose billions.
Well, and what you have an opportunity to possibly make that up is economic, with the amount of people who travel there and try to invest in the
right.
in the city, and that's not going to happen.
Well, it ends up being a 2-week travel ad
mm-hmm.
for the country, for the right. host country.
Yeah, good. Yeah,
yeah.
Good,
come visit way. Greece and see this.
Yeah.
Come visit Montreal and see that.
Mm-hmm.
Come visit Salt Lake City and ski. That's really why these places host.
Mm-hmm.
I think I may be wrong on this. I think the only Olympics that made money was L.A. in the 80s.
Really?
Because they didn't build anything. The venues were already there. You know, you lose billions when you have to build venues.
Yeah, infrastructure.
And then there's nothing around to use it.
Yeah.
Again, don't hold me to this. I'm not an Olympic historian, but they built all kinds of venues in Canada, and they built all kind of venues.
Beijing, I mean, they built the natatorium and the
they don't use it again,
right?
Or if they do, they use it once a year.
Yeah.
So, I feel bad for the Japanese. I certainly think that.
I wonder how Atlanta did, because they had a lot of that stuff in
place.
Did
they build stuff?
I don't know. They had a lot of that stuff in place, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think if you have the stuff in place,
it makes sense.
London had stuff in place.
Yeah,
The infrastructure was already there.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm glad it's on. It's on 3 different channels at my house, so it's always running.
What do you think NBA USA Basketball is going to do? You want to talk about that today?
Yeah, let's talk about it today. Let's talk about it today. We have a bunch of things to talk about today. I decided to name this episode in anticipation the Do the Right Thing episode. As you know, the show is unscripted, kind of. And during the week, both of us kind of make notes of, hey, this is good to talk about. And before the show starts, we do our pre-production meeting. But yesterday, this last week was a difficult week. I saw a lot of second opinions. And as you know, I don't like doing second opinions. But I saw a lot of second opinions.
For as many as you see, it's surprising to hear.
And in several of those cases, the right thing was not done.
Clearly.
And it kind of boggles my mind a little bit that even in this day and age. So I decided we're going to have a Do the Right Thing episode medically. Now, I did run a stop sign at 4:30 in the morning because there's nobody around, but that doesn't count.
I may have run a red light for similar reasons.
Yeah.
This morning.
Look, don't ask me. It might be a HIPAA
allegedly.
Violation.
Yeah, it might be a HIPAA violation.
Might be a HIPAA violation if you ask me.
Don't violate my HIPAA.
Don't ask me if I did or not.
Don't violate my HIPAA.
But when I get
more on that later.
I'm on my way over here to the studio in the mornings. There's nobody on the streets.
Yeah.
I don't stop.
Yeah. Well, I wish I could say I just limited it to whenever I'm coming to the radio at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, no. All right, quick little break. Coming right back to start episode 806. Welcome, Facebook watchers. If you have any comments, send us a note so that we can get to it in the next couple of hours. This is T.O. Soriel, Brad Billard, coming right back.